Originally, when I was a child growing up, I used to say I was going to have 6 children, and each of them were going to look like one of my friends. But as I grew up and had kids, I didn't think I wanted to have 6 children. Yeah, 2 was a good number. It was in the year of 1967. This was my 3rd pregnancy. I wouldn't call it exactly planned, but it was not a huge surprise. And it was like we wanted to have another child, but we weren't really specifically trying that hard at that moment in time. I had had toxemia in an earlier pregnancy. Toxemia is when your kidneys start to fail and your blood pressure shoots way up. That had happened in my first pregnancy and it wasn't realized. And my first child had died. So I was so afraid of having toxemia again. I had had like a grand mal convulsion and everything else. I mean, I could have literally died. I was very careful about things like that. And both for my 2nd pregnancy and the 3rd one, I had rented a blood pressure instrument and I took my own blood pressure every day. A few weeks before the birth, we had had a big snowstorm, which was scary to me because my doctor had told me that it was going to be a rapid delivery. The baby was situated in such a way that the cord could wrap around her neck. I got tearful and I said, well, what can I do? And he said, well, what do you want me to do? Put you in the hospital early? And I said, yes. My health was fine, you know. I was just worried it was going to happen again, you know. And a few days before Valentine's Day, I went into labor in the hospital. I started with having these labor pains in my back. I wasn't sure I was in labor. There was a nursing shortage at that point in the hospital, and I called the nurse, and she said, I'll be in there when I can. I have to empty all the trash cans on the floor first. So there I was, and finally, like 20 minutes later or something, she showed up. And when she looked at me, she could tell that the baby was about ready to be born, and so she screamed and ran out of the room and called my doctor, and he got there just right about as she was being born, and he didn't even have time to put on a white coat or anything like that. She was basically born with almost no sedation or anything like that, and born very quickly, and then they had people in the hospital a lot longer than they do now, you know, and I was probably in there a good 3 or 4 days before I went home. It's what in those days they called rooming in, where you have your baby in the room with you. So, and I had done that in my previous pregnancy too. One thing I learned from that first experience, my father was a physician and I had always gone to good doctors. I had gone to a general practitioner who was the family doctor for my husband's family. And my mother kept saying, you know, why don't you go to an OBGYN? But I wanted to do kind of what was expected in that situation. But after that child died of a crib death, I then went to see an OBGYN and had him review my records and everything. And I wanted to know whether I should have another child or not, because I didn't understand everything that had happened. And he said, you know, this may not ever happen to you again. And he also was very critical of the doctor I had been to. He said, you know, he must have been throwing your urine samples down the drain or something. He said, probably be fine as long as you go to somebody who knows what they're doing. But he said, whatever you do, don't go back to Joe Schmo. I just kind of trusted my doctor. And I really came to believe something that I read in a book later on, but I believed it already, which is that you really have to be a partner with your doctor. And you can't just say whatever you think. Like I had to take my own blood pressure and things like that, which was probably excessive, but that's how I felt, you know, that I wanted to take charge this time, make sure that things went, you know, the way they should go. I just really believe that you have to rely on your doctor up to a point, but you have to be in charge. It's your baby and your delivery, and yeah.